Hi, Craig James with a look at the latest Commonwealth Bank business sales indicator. This is a measure of economy-wide sales, which is derived by looking at credit and debit card transactions through the Commonwealth Bank. Well, in recent months, it's been a little bit uncertain about how sales growth was occurring across the economy. We had the complication about the timing of Easter and also school holidays, but we've got the May results, and it is clear that we've seen an acceleration in spending across the economy. In trend terms, in May, we're seeing growth of 0.8%, and now the April figures have been revised to show a 0.8% increase, and March showing a 0.7% increase. So we have seen acceleration spending, and we're seeing that basically right the way across the economy. All states and territories recorded stronger growth during the month of May, and 18 of the 19 industry sectors recorded positive growth in the month of May. What we're doing is spending a lot more on experiences, things like going to the cinema, travelling away for the weekend, rather than buying physical goods. And that's shown up by the fact that amusement and entertainment up in the order of 4% in the latest month, airlines up in the order of 1.2%. And then there's other sectors like transportation up 1.5% and miscellaneous services up in the order of 1.2%. If we're looking at the states and territories which stand out, it's basically the three biggest states. Queensland leading the way in May, up in the order of 1.1% from Victoria, 0.9% increase, and then New South Wales, 0.8%. And on an annual basis, we've got Queensland and South Australia recording annual growth of 9.8% ahead of Victoria in the order of 9%. The outlook looks pretty good for spending as well. We've had strong job figures over the last 3 months, both in terms of employment and in terms of the lowering of the unemployment rate. Unemployment now at the lowest levels in the order of 4 years. Hours are increasing, employment's increasing, unemployment's falling. The missing ingredient is wage growth, and that could be probably the only thing that would hold back spending in future months.